This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Elizabeth Warren ramping up her attacks on President Trump, claiming racism played a big part in his election. The Liberal Democrat, frequently mentioned as a 2020 presidential contender, says Mr. Trump convinced angry low and middle income voters to blame minorities for their problems. Watch.
Part of it is an ugly stew of racism. Part of it is Donald Trump tapped into anger. He got that people are deeply angry and people are right to be angry. But Donald Trump said it's their fault. Those other people, those people who don't worship like you, those people who don't look like you, those people who aren't the same color as you. That was a big part. He told a story. It's just the wrong story.
All right, Kevin, so what's she trying to say?
Wow.
I love this topic, because leave it to a woman who faked herself, you know, as being an American Indian to tell Donald Trump about racism. And needless to say, as a black guy in America who's been told the lie of the left and wrote a book about it, I'm appalled that she would. The fact that the left continue to have the guts to come out and make everything racist in this country. You know, it's funny. Every nationality exists in America. Donald Trump has not come after anybody that is an American citizen. If you're a Mexican of American of Mexican descent, you're an American citizen. He wants to protect you. If you're a Muslim and you live in this country and you're here legally, he wants to protect you. As long as you are obeying American laws, he wants to protect people. But let these guys, look at the border wall or refugee resettlement, and suddenly we're all racist. We are not racist. We are an amazing group of people, and we're an amalgam of this country. I'm talking conservatives and people that back the policies of Donald Trump, and then Elizabeth Warren and Al Sharpton and the whole litany of leftists.
Well, Kevin Jackson, I like his line, leave it to a woman who faked herself as being an American Indian to tell Trump about racism. This is politics at its finest. It's finest, because that's what happens, because they make those kind of statements, Scott, and they think that nobody's paying attention, right?
Is maybe race is like sex now.
Yeah.
Maybe she, that's how she feels. You know?
Yeah. Well, again, this is all conquer and divide. You know, we're just going to, you know, as long as we're no longer the United States of America, if we're no longer united and we're just, you know, bitterly opposed one against the other, then, you know, what makes us any different? You know, this great American experiment is plummeting, and we're losing a lot in the process.
Well, that's the big issue, isn't it, here? Just pointing at the problem and not actually throwing out solutions other than, well, elect me.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Dude, you're not actually bringing people together. You're feeding into the lie that everybody that doesn't agree with you on this past election, they're racist.
Well, it seems to be the order of the day, right?
They say that, and then... And then if you challenge them on it, well, I'm not saying everybody. So how? What are you saying? A majority? Is there a majority of Trump supporters that are racist? Let's actually get into the numbers here, because I don't buy it.
Well, I think this reinforces what we were talking about with George Barna just a moment ago. You know, the challenge, you got to know what you believe in. And, for those that are casually involved in life, and I say casually, involved in these significant things that, that form up and define our morality and values. If we're so casual about it, we're so caught up in survival, and I can appreciate that. Been there, done that. Been at that spot. But at some point, you have to understand the first things of life. What is most important? What are the critical things of life? And if it's not setting that moral and value compass within your own life, then you've got all this, you know, all this rhetoric flying around, and it's okay, and nobody is there to just say, are you silly here? I mean, where are you coming up with that stuff? You know, just a lot of, as I said before, you know, we've had the culture of theory, you know, where there's been a lot of theories thrown out there, but there's nobody come back to say, you know what? That's insane. That doesn't make sense. you know? And so the conversation will continue. Hopefully it will be constructive for you, as that's our goal, you know, that it be constructive for everybody.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions, so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's going to require all hands on deck. It's not a Democrat or Republican thing, as we say, or an independent thing for that matter. It's about us, the United States of America, all coming together, understanding what our mission and our objective, what it's all about, and being focused to it, to that end, if we're going to get this country back on track. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Al Garza is with us right now. Al is a former executive director of Law Enforcement Officers Advocates Council, had a 30-year career as a private investigator in Southern California. Al is also the co-founder, chief operating officer of the Conservative Hispanics of America, established as a voice of conservative Americans of Hispanic ancestry. Al, I got to tell you, you know, when I was broadcasting in Los Angeles, I was told that there was that people had not heard of a conservative Hispanic before.
Yeah. That is funny. Yeah, I hear that a lot. Bill.
Yeah,
I hear that a lot.
So I'm right with you, brother. Also, you and I are really, I mean, not only Southern Californians, you know, last 4 years I've been living in Florida on the East Coast, but you and I were probably at Camp Pendleton at the same time, former Marines during Vietnam.
Right.
You were an MP there and stationed at Camp Pendleton. What years were you there at Camp Pendleton?
I was there, let's see, I went into 65 in boot camp, Vietnam 66 to 7, so it had to have been 67, 68, and part of 69.
Okay, so just about the time that you were leaving was the time I was coming in to do Good Morning Camp Pendleton, so I did radio and TV there for the Marine Corps. So that's what I got involved in, but it was good fun. In fact, I was telling everybody, I had a chance, my nephew is a Marine going through some additional training there at Camp Pendleton, and it was amazing to go and look at the old base, and I kept thinking in my mind, it's been like 25 years, actually been some like 40 years, and I just could not believe how much it changed. I mean, back in the old days, remember McDonald's was off campus, it was never on the base, and man, they've got McDonald's all over the place there now, and fast food stops, and you know, so it's not just the mess hall for the Marines anymore.
That's right. No, I got lost the last time we were there. I couldn't remember what was where, and it, even as an MP, I pretty much knew Camp Pendleton generally, speaking of the whole territory.
Exactly.
But when my wife and I went to visit with our old one-niner outfit, the 1st Battalion 9th Marines, the Walking Dead, we had a reunion there, and I got lost. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's it was easy. I mean, there were some streets. It was interesting because some of the streets came back to memory, and it was you know, you had some sense of comfort. But boy, that place is it is quite a monster. But it's changed quite a bit. Well, Al, I want to talk to you about illegal immigration. and your viewpoint was the immorality of illegal immigration and the biblical context of it.
Well, you know, the illegal immigration is, and in fact, I've been involved in this thing. I guess you could consider that basically a lifetime. I was born and raised in South Texas, and obviously right next to a town called Reynosa, which is on the other side south of the border. And the culture, I understand the Mexican culture, and I am of Mexican descent.
Right.
I pick cotton, tomatoes, oranges. I have been out in the fields.
Yeah.
And so I understand.
Strawberries is what killed me, Al. Picking strawberries, there's real small bucks, real big. And I told everybody, I said, my first
small,
job.
And small little doses of strawberries.
Exactly. And I mean, yeah. I spent a whole week, I think I was 6 years old, my brothers dragged me down there. And we go to the field, and we're picking strawberries for a whole week. I made $1.10. $1.10.
There you go.
And I left that $1.10 on top of the TV, and my dad would say, aren't you going to spend your money? I said, no, I'm leaving it there. And it was more like a trophy of what I did not want to grow up to be.
No, I wouldn't be a cotton picker anymore either.
Yeah, that's tough work.
We understand the culture, and yes. You and I, Bill.
Yeah.
And, you know, born in a place where we grew up with these people around us, and they're good people. Their intentions are, but you're talking about a different breed now. Although illegal immigration existed then, there was people with most of them that I grew up around. They had dignity. There was honor involved in the handshake.
Yes.
To them was a contract.
Exactly.
They were decent people. They were hardworking. But it's gotten to a point now where it's become a business. You're talking about illegal immigration costing in excess of $400 billion a year. That's a lot of bucks.
Yeah.
And in terms of educating them, in terms of the damage, in terms of attorneys, in terms of prisons, and you name it, it's just completely out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the fact that when they trespass in the ranchers, let's take ranchers, for example, here locally where I'm at in Cochise County, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
They trample through property, they kill cattle, they vandalize, they rape, they murder, you know, they do all kinds of damage. And then when they get here, every day that they live in the United States, illegally, they commit fraud. And each and every one of them is a felony. Now, if you and I were to go out and get ourselves, let's say, a fake ID, the minute we're caught, we're going to go to the slammer.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you've got children, grandchildren, a mother, a father, whatever, you're going to go to jail. That's not the case with illegal immigration. They somehow or other, our emotions are set in place, and we become more compassionate. Well, you know, they're here because of this, that, and the other. There's always a reason and an excuse. And the Bible is very clear. In the book of, for example, the book of Genesis, chapter 11, verses 1 through 9, I'll use those as an example, the time of the Tower of the Babel.
Yes.
At that point in time, they were trying to build, and it's ridiculous, but they were trying to do this. They were trying to build a tower that would reach to the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the Lord says, you know, we can't have this. These people are actually going to wind up getting hurt. They're going to kill each other. There's going to be a problem. And at that point, it was only one language. So what he did, the Lord said, let's go down and take care of this. So they were scattered. Now you got borders. Bottom line is that where there's laws in place, we should enforce those laws, and they should be obeyed. Well, unfortunately, illegal immigration is designed now to where the laws don't apply, and then your emotions are set in place.
Yeah.
Bottom line, again, is that the fact that the Lord says very, very clearly that it is not proper to go into somebody else's property and trespass. It's against the law. It's against the law. It's sin. It's that simple.
Exactly.
But we make it more complex by using the emotion.
Right. Well, Al, I do want to clarify one thing, because you had questioned the cost. This is according to the executive summary of 2013. The cost of illegal immigration at the federal, state, and local level is estimated to be about $113 billion. That's a lot of money, regardless. $400 billion is a lot of money. $113 billion, still a lot of money, no doubt. And this was according to 2013, so you know it's probably upwards of $200 billion in 2016. This was 3 years ago. that right. they had had this information. So our conversation with Al Garza continues because there's more to this illegal immigration, and I'm going to explain to you, and I want Al's perspective on this as well, because I get in conversations, obviously being of Hispanic descent as well. People wonder why and question my my position on illegal immigration. Stay with me.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know. Who's on third?
You know the guy's name on the Facebook game?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. Who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the guy's name.
Who?
The guy's playing first.
Who?
The guy's playing first base.
Who?
The guy's first base.
Who's on first?
Why are you asking me? I don't know.
No, wait a minute. I'm not.
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's his name.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
That's it.
It's Bill Martinez Live.
That's his name.
Yeah, it is. 19 after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Al Garza continues, talking about the immorality of illegal immigration. Al, you know, when it's this argument of illegal immigration and immigration comes up in this country, and I've in fact, I was invited to a church to talk about immigration from a biblical worldview and a biblical perspective. But one of the things that we addressed was what happens when you abandon the law and lawlessness reigns. And lawlessness is reigning, I mean, just by virtue of the term illegal immigration. Illegal says that there's a violation of the law. And it opens the gate to all kinds of nefarious activity. We're talking about sexual enslavement. We're talking about young boys being brought into the service of the drug cartels that are mules to get the drugs into other areas, you know, throughout the United States, not just at the border, because they've already found the connections up in the Northeast and up in you know, the northern portion of our country as well. So they know how to travel. And so, you know, a couple of years ago when President Obama had kind of opened up the gate and we had all these people coming in from Central America, you know, I looked at it as an opportunity. It was an HR opportunity, human resource opportunity for these people that that's what they do. And, you know, their business operates in the whole illegal immigration aspect. And they had all of a sudden they had this workload of activity, potential employees coming in, and they were, you know, they're triaging them out, so to speak, and saying, okay, here's a good looking girl. We know where she's, you're going to be in line number one. Here's a young boy. You're in line number two. And it was quite the boon for them HR wise. But see, people don't understand. They're not taking that into context that when they cannot utilize the laws of our country, it's not like when they get forced into service like this, another illegal service, that they have no recourse. It's not like they can call the police or dial 911 and say, look it, I need help here. I'm being beat up. I'm being abused. I'm being held as a sex slave, because they have no legal standing in this country and they're left wide open.
Well, you're really right, Bill. This is all by design, by the way. It's a mission. It's a mission to destroy what we stand for as a nation. It's a mission to destroy what we believe as. It's a Christian nation, for that matter. And everything that we stand for as America is completely being abolished little by little. It's just like taking a pick and into the ice and just burying it. And by the way, when you take an onion and start peeling it, and it's basically the same thing as what we're going through now as a nation, is the more that you peel the onion, the more onion you discover. Yes. So the bottom line is that it's intentionally set up this way so that the laws are changed. And by the way, if you really look and analyze what politics has turned into, politics is no more what it used to be, where they would represent the American citizen of all colors, whether it be Spanish, Hispanic, blacks, whites, of all colors. If you're American, mm-hmm. That were there to represent you. That's not the case anymore, Bill. It's about what's good for others that come in, and they've got free passage, they've got a free entry card, and get out of jail free cards and things of this nature. And again, it's by design. Mm-hmm. If they can destroy us, we're the last country that actually stands for not only for Christianity, but for all. And once that happens, it's a one-world order situation.
Exactly. Well, they've got to see that this is going to implode on itself. I mean, we have legal immigration established in such a way that we have a little over a million immigrants who come into the United States under a set rule of laws and expectations. Not that they would come in and be a burden to the rest of the taxpayers.
Exactly.
But that has been tossed aside. People are standing in line, and I've talked to many, Al, who've been waiting for over 10 years, some 13, 14 years, that you talk to these people and go, wow, this is a quality. You want this guy here in the United States. And meanwhile, others are doing an end run coming through the borders. And it's not just Mexicans. I mean, a lot of people think, well, it's just Mexicans. No, Mexicans only represent about maybe 35-40%. You get people in Europe that are coming here, people from Canada that are coming here. Oh, they're overstaying the visas. And a lot of focus has been south of the border. But, you know, when the system is broken, it's every form and fashion of individual is coming into this country illegally, and they do so at their own risk and many cases at their own peril because they're not supported by the rule of law.
Exactly. You're very, very true. The bottom line is that when it concerns illegal immigration, again, it's a mission. The system works.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that they're not enforcing the proper, and they're not working the system the way it's supposed to be. It's intentionally being destroyed by not enforcing certain things. And then, you know, and I've gone to their offices, and I've interviewed a lot of them way back in, when I was an investigator. I've interviewed welfare personnel. I've interviewed INS, ICE, and I've worked with them in a lot of these investigators as well. But it's a purposely done thing. To say that the system doesn't work, it's just on the surface. It does work, but they don't want it to work, so they come up with all kinds of excuses, and we as the general public would assume that, well, I guess it doesn't work, so it's okay. Now, by the way, I feel like you. I'm compassionate towards people that come from wherever they're from.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming in for a reason. But I believe in the bottom line is that if we were really that concerned here in the United States, which is another topic for another day, but I know organizations that are set in place here in the United States to make sure that these people do come through. If they're really, and this has been my fight for many years, Bill, that if they're that compassionate and they really love these people that are coming through, they want to take care of them, why don't they go to their different, like missionaries? Why don't they go to Mexico, for example, and teach them there how to survive? Teach them how to manipulate the government like they teach them here in the United States. They're very good once they get here. And not just Mexicans, any of them. They're exploited to go out and protest, and in some cases cause damage, fires, vandalism, violating all kinds of laws. So they're being used.
Right.
I've explained to different people that I've met from that are here illegally and told them that they're being exploited. Well, to them it's okay because it's to their advantage. That exploitation turns into dollars for them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, people do that which they get rewarded for. That's the old business axiom. Al, we got a couple minutes left, and I did want to talk to you because I think you and I talked about this a number of years ago, and that was to get an update on Ignacio Ramos and Jose Alonso Campion. These were the two Border Patrol agents whose story was just an absolute outrage of what happened to them when they were, you know, doing their jobs, and they had come in contact with a drug runner, Osvaldo Aldrete Davila, and they shot him. And this guy was known to be a drug runner. He was a bad guy all along, and here we got two good guys going to jail for doing their job. Now, thank God, their sentences were commuted by President George W. Bush, but they were sentenced to 11 and 12 years, and the abuse that they had to withstand while they were incarcerated is unconscionable.
That's right. That's right. And it continues to happen that way. Little by little, we're reversing this political, I'm going to call it political ploys, but it's worse than that. But it's getting reversed. I think with this new president, let's hope anyways that things happen to our advantage. Let's hope anyways, Bill.
Well, this is why our law and order, and you're a law and order guy. You've been raised that way. You understand it. You see it clearly, the plus and minuses of it. And what happens if you break the law, you know, the laws are there for everybody's good. If we violate these immutable laws, it's like the law of gravity. It's going to hurt, and in some cases, a lot more than you expect, right? Especially when it comes
to... Let me close, Bill. I've never been pulled over that I can be aware of. I'm brown as chocolate.
Right. Well, Al Garza, thank you, Al.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez. Today's big word day. Did you know that? You got the big word in your left pocket to pull out in case you need it? Might be important because somebody might ask you that. It's also Keep Off the Grass Day. For my teacher friends, it's Kindergarten Day, not kindergarten. Some people say kindergarten, but it's Kindergarten Day, and there's a reason it is that way, but it's been slanged up a little bit. But just for fun, National Chocolate Covered Cashews Day. Ooh, as if it is, but you want, of course, now today. I mean, you got to have, it's got to be a dark chocolate. That's the way it's supposed to be. Hey, we're going to talk about a founding father's tarnished dream. Yehuda Rimmer is with us right now, a gun analyst, conservative, author of Safety On, an introduction to the world of firearms for children. He is raised in Los Angeles, lived in Israel, and he is an accomplished photographer, a strong Second Amendment advocate who believes in the Founding Fathers' version of this country and uses his strong opinions to fuel his arguments. Yehuda, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I'm with you when it comes to the Second Amendment, right? I think more and more momentum is picking up to where the Second Amendment will transcend every state line, so that if you have a concealed carry or even an open carry, that it doesn't matter the state line, because we've had some crazy situations here, Yehuda, where I think one of the most noted ones was you had a single mom who went through New Jersey and got pulled over and told the officer that she, you know, had a gun. I mean, she has a concealed carry license. But that violates the state in which she happened to be stopped in New Jersey. And I think it took her, what, 6-8 weeks to get out of jail, which was insane.
Yeah, Shailene Allen. It was a pretty crazy story.
Yeah. But I'm with you, and I like the idea that this is opening up, and there's a push against all the states to say, look at the Second Amendment right. If it appeals to one state, I mean, if it it applies to one state, then it should apply to all 50 states.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Because right now, I mean, you can have a concealed permit. Mine, I got in Florida, and it applies, I believe, to 34 states. And then I have to be careful when I'm traveling, I go through a state that, doesn't accommodate the concealed carry permit.
Yeah, it's tough. I live in Texas now, so I have a concealed handgun license in Texas, and I was just in Chicago for Passover, and I can't even bring a gun there. I mean,
I
don't even know what the laws are about driving through, but it was pretty terrifying walking the streets of Chicago without having the ability to defend myself or my family in any way.
Well, not only that, I mean, you're going to Chicago, and every weekend you get a stat report of how many shootings, how many murders take place on a weekly basis. So going to Chicago, you go there at your own risk, so to speak. I mean, that's sad to say. That state is so messed up, and if those politicians can't get it together here, I mean, there's going to be a people's revolt, I got to think, sooner or later.
I would like to think that there would be, but at this rate, you know, you have to think about it. If people were going to be revolting by now, they would have at least voted in some conservative or even Republican politicians to even think about making a change. So I don't know how quick that's going to happen in terms of a revolt, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, in your article, you're talking about you wanted to revisit the Founding Fathers' vision, you know, this great American experiment, and revisiting it not only as a Second Amendment right, but even just from the basic aspiration of what they saw for this country. I mean, it's a great vision, a great dream that has carried us to this point. But the people need to understand that the whole, power and authority of this dream and the people that were expected to carry it out were we the people. If we the people check out, which we have, then you have the party of the elites, which has overrun our government and causes us to say, how did we get here, right?
Yeah, no, of course. It's scary. I mean, it's very scary that the Founding Fathers really envisioned a country where we shouldn't have had to worry about a tyrannical government or the ability to defend yourself. But unfortunately, that's the world we live in nowadays, where not saying the current government we have right now is tyrannical at all. I'm not, I'm talking about the previous 8 years, but it's a scary thought that the Founding Fathers' vision of being able to defend oneself is slowly eroding away. So.
Well, the thing is when the people are checking out and they're busy with the Cardassians and other amusements, we're just not investing any time whatsoever in terms of our civic responsibility. We have a civic responsibility to this country as civilians. We can't put it on the Donald Trumps or the Barack Obamas. We have the government that we deserve because we've allowed it to happen. So if you want things to change, then it's time to get activated and play your critical role to what the Founding Fathers expected us to play and the way it was designed. I mean, you being Jewish, you understand much of our Constitution came from the Old Testament and from Jewish principles, you know, godly principles that God had established. There were certainly, the Founding Fathers referred to them as inalienable rights, but there were also immutable laws that God had established. And hey, when we honor those immutable laws, it goes well for us. We violate it, we pay the price, right?
Oh, 100%. The founding fathers did have a Judeo-Christian value mindset when they created the country, and I don't even remember, I apologize, I don't remember who said it, but something along the lines, if we give up, if we're one nation without God, we'll be a nation that ceases to exist, something along those lines. I apologize, I don't remember.
Well, there's several references, in terms of being a nation without God, but the founding fathers, John Adams even said that, the Constitution was designed for a people of morality and values, and certainly what has been under attack here, and that has been real clear in the recent decade, is the people's morals and values. I mean, people have been confused. They're not even sure what they stand for, morality-wise or value-wise. What are the most important things? And I think sometimes when we've lost our way, Yehuda, you got to go back and, consider the founding principles and the things that are most important to us. And somehow that has gotten lost in translation. Maybe we're just not giving it the time that I know we're not giving it the time that's required. It's almost like we need to call time out and have a strategic meeting of ourselves and with this country to be able to say, okay, let's revisit what is most important? What are the values that we want to hold to? What are the moral issues of our life that we want to, train up our kids and our families with? And what are we willing to, as they say, fall on the sword for in order to get this country back on track? Because even with the George Barna recent study that they just did, basically you've got a third of the people who understand the problem. But the majority of Americans, they're living it. They feel like they're, it's a little bit problematic, but not enough to, get them on the playing field to do something about it.
I agree. I mean, you have a lot of Americans who don't think it can happen to them mentality. And like you said, they think that, it's a small problem, but it's not big enough to worry about yet. But unfortunately, we are at a point in our...
Exactly. Well, Yehuda, we got to go to break. We'll be right back with Yehuda Remmer right here on Bill Martinez Live.
This message is brought to you by GSK. Vaccine-preventable diseases such as meningococcal disease or meningitis are continuing to impact our communities, including young adults, who are at a higher risk for meningitis due to close contact with each other. This includes sharing drinks, kissing, and living in close quarters. Jamie Shanbaum, U.S. Paralympian, meningitis survivor, and GSK spokesperson.
I was in my first semester at my dream college when I got sick. What I first thought was a flu turned out to be meningitis. I was in the hospital for 7 months, lost all 10 of my fingers, and had both legs amputated below the knee. I didn't know that meningitis could lead to that.
Although uncommon, meningitis can be fatal or cause disability, sometimes within 24 hours. 1 in 10 of those who contract it will die, and 1 in 5 will suffer lifelong impact. Take 5 minutes to talk to your doctor and ask about the two types of vaccines that together help protect against the 5 vaccine-preventable groups of meningitis. Learn more at meningitis.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Finally got to call my mama down in Georgia because I finally did get married. I said, I bet the man of my dreams, mama. She said, oh, praise God, is he a pastor? I said, no, mama, better. Doctor? I said, no, mama, he's a comedian. Hello? Hello? I said, don't worry about it, mama. He's half Korean and half Irish. Do you know what that means? Our kids are going to go to any college they want, okay? My husband is an amazing man. He is Korean, Irish, and 1/16th Native American. Booyah! That's what I'm talking about. My kids are getting a scholarship and a casino. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good.
Bill Martinez live.
1/16th Native American. You know where that came from. Hey, welcome back. 14 before the top of the hour. A conversation with Yehuda Remmer continues. His book, Safety On, An Introduction to the World of Firearms for Children. Yehuda, your interest in guns and as an analyst and safe gun ownership, how did this come about for you?
Funny story, actually. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Los Angeles. As a religious Jew and as a photographer, so somewhat in the art. So by default, you would think that I would be an absolute left-leaning, liberal, gun-hating Democrat, but I'm the black sheep of the family, so yes. I decided that, you know, I don't want to be that way. So the truth of the matter is I always thought guns were for three types of people: police officers, soldiers, and bad guys. Mm-hmm. I never knew or thought that a normal person, a civilian, was able to carry a gun for a self, or even own a gun for self-defense purposes. And about 9 years ago, I started getting interested in politics. And luckily, I grew up with Ben Shapiro. He's a good friend of mine, and he was kind of my mentor and really helped me along the way, trying to figure out where I was politically. And before I knew it, I realized that I was a right-wing conservative. And yes, my love for the Second Amendment grew when a very good friend of mine in Los Angeles actually introduced me to firearms. And the rest was history. I just delved into the firearm industry as much as I can, tried to learn as much as I could. Mm-hmm. And then when my parents found out that I owned a firearm, they didn't know I had three at the time, but I was already out of the house, married. When they found out that I had a firearm, they started hounding me and harassing me how irresponsible it was because I lived with two kids in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And my book sort of stands as a way to kind of, I don't want to use the word shut my parents up because that's a little disrespectful, but
right.
Literally that's what it was. And I sent the book to a very close buddy of mine who's in the LAPD, and he just pushed me to write the book. He gave me constructive criticism, guided me along the way, really taught me the ins and outs of the gun safety world, and that's how the book came to be. And it was a long, long, very long road to get it published.
Mm-hmm.
It took about 5 years, but, you know, persistence pays off.
Exactly. Well, and I want everybody to know in the background, we have Yehuda's one-year-old, and that's by design, because we're talking about gun safety for children and being responsible as a gun owner. So what have your parents said since you, obviously they have a copy of the book, so what is their perspective now?
So it's funny. Over the years, my father became a lot more conservative once I started getting into politics.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is still apolitical. Truth be told, I have no idea which way she leans.
Mm-hmm.
But my parents now are very supportive. I don't necessarily know if they're supportive with me still owning guns with now they have three grandkids. But they definitely are supportive of what I'm trying to do.
Exactly. Well, it's not like they come over to the house and you've got guns there lying on the coffee table. Come on. You know,
no,
and
but
you know, so it's not anything like that, and nor is it with any responsible gun owner. You know, it is shocking whenever you hear of accidents involving, you know, guns going off in the hands of children. It is, and we've all heard them, read about them, and it's heartbreaking to hear this. But you know, the thing is that you know, with gun ownership comes responsibility. Some people, Yehuda, might say, well, you know, here's a religious man. You know, what is he doing with a gun? You know, why doesn't, you know, is there some scriptural conflict here with owning a gun?
I mean, I wouldn't say there's a scriptural conflict. I do know, interestingly, there's a lot of, the way you interpret Hebrew is a lot of times misunderstood. You know, one of the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not kill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, really, if you translate the original Hebrew word, it's really thou shalt not murder.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people nowadays say, oh, you know, the Bible says you should not kill. Well, it doesn't. I mean, obviously, you're not supposed to go out killing people, but it doesn't mean you cannot kill if you are going to defend yourself against someone who is trying to actually kill you. So I don't see any problem with owning firearms for self-defense. I'm not going around shooting people. I'm not doing anything violent. I'm carrying a gun for self-defense.
Exactly.
And if people have an issue with that, then, you know, that's okay. The rabbi of my synagogue knows I carry. A lot of the members of my synagogue know I carry, and a lot of them carry also. And
mm-hmm.
there is no religious conflict for us.
Well, and they know that if you carry, if there was an incident, guess who they're going to look to get close to right away, right?
No, 100%. I sit strategically in my synagogue where I can see who comes in and who comes out the front door. So I see everything, and people in my synagogue are very happy that I'm there carrying, even though some of them are not necessarily for owning guns. They do understand the importance of what a gun could do and the Second Amendment, so they are very supportive.
Especially in light, Yehuda, of attacks on Jews, even here in this country, the religious persecution that continues, and, you know, people of faith have to take a stand. And there's nothing, this is why I'm glad to hear you say, there's nothing that would conflict with the Word of God, with Scripture, that would say that you should not have the right to defend yourself.
Yeah, I don't believe there is. And, you know, it like you said, Jews are persecuted. We have been for 2,000 years, and I'm not using that as an excuse at all. You kind of cowboy up and move on, but you kind of have to be very aware of your surroundings, aware of what's going on, and, you know, it's just something that, you know, there's a big Jewish term that people started using after the Holocaust. This is the term never again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I tell everybody, never again means nothing if you're not willing to do something about it.
Exactly. Yeah, and, you know, the thing is that what we're talking about here is responsible gun ownership and all that it represents. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, no question at all, in the last decade specifically, there was an increased number of guns being bought and sold. And my next question is, are we having an increased number of people, you know, training and understanding how to use their guns, or if it's just something that's in the nightstand, and, you know, they're hoping upon hope that they don't have to use it, but they're really not prepared. I mean, because you have situations, Yehuda, even, and I was looking at a video here recently where you had a police officer, a trained police officer, who didn't even understand, I mean, he didn't understand, he froze in reloading. He used all his ammo in his first magazine, and because he was slow and he just was, maybe, you know, because so few police officers, I think it's, the number is like less than 1% of police officers actually are involved in a shooting, a field shooting there. And so he was ill prepared. He froze, and the bad guy shot him.
Yeah, it's I do believe that there are a lot of people out there that are training. I personally know a ton of people who go to the range all the time, who hire instructors. I do know it is a very big thing to train, not just keep it in your nightstand, like you mentioned, but at the same time, you know, buying a gun and just keeping it in your nightstand is not necessarily the smartest thing. I understand why some people do it, but, you know, training is elemental and key if you want to carry a weapon with you and own one in the home.
Exactly. Because when you go to use that weapon, your life is reduced to seconds. You have choices to make within seconds, not minutes. So are you prepared? Have you practiced to such a degree to where you can make a you know, you can make a decision that's going to save your life or your family's life, and when it's now reduced to seconds like that?
Are you asking me personally? Or
No. I'm just only making a statement here that when you find yourself in that situation where you have to use your gun suddenly, your life is being measured in seconds. You're not living life in minutes and hours.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations on your book, Safety On, An Introduction to the World of Firearms for Children, written to plant the seeds of safe gun ownership into the minds of young patriots who will one day be responsible gun owners like the parents who teach them. The book is available at all the usual places. Yehuda, I take it?
Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. You cannot, unfortunately, go into bookstores yet. We're working on that, but Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Well, great job. We appreciate the book. And thank you so much for being with us. Yehuda Remmer on Bill Martinez Live.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is